good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to our live talk this Thursday, February the 24th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Mark Lesifanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today we are discussing the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and how it affects other countries, including Zimbabwe. And we'll be using information from our VOA correspondents in the United Nations, White House, Pentagon, and some reports from the Associated Press. Russian forces launched an invasion of Ukraine early today, with President Vladimir Putin warning other countries not to interfere, and Ukraine's Western allies pledging their support and new rounds of strong sanctions as they condemned the Russian assault.
Putin used a televised address to announce what he called a military operation in eastern Ukraine. In response to what he termed Ukrainian threat, he said that those who opposed the action will face quote-unquote consequences they have never seen.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces carried out strikes on Ukraine's military infrastructure and border guards. He said the government was introducing martial law throughout the country while urging people to stay calm and stay home. No panic, we are strong, we are ready for everything, he said. He later announced Ukraine cut diplomatic ties with Russia and that the government would arm anyone who wants to defend the country.
And Ukraine's military said that Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine.
And the Zelensky aide told reporters at least 40 people have been killed in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The downtown area became largely deserted while residential district lines formed at banks and outside food stores. Main roads leading out of the city were clogged with traffic headed to the west.
Lines were also long at ATMs, supermarkets, and fuel stations in eastern city of Slovyansk as people stocked up in case of renewed bombing. Between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., the crash of shells hitting the area could be heard from towns and cities as far as 50 kilometers from the border with Russia and a Russian-backed separatist, as well as cities far beyond, including Kyiv.
And U.S. President Joe Biden said the people of Ukraine were suffering an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. Biden said he discussed the situation in a phone call with Zelensky, who asked him to call on the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against President Putin's flagrant aggression, according to him, and to stand with the people of Ukraine.
After speaking with G7 leaders Thursday morning, Biden said the United States and other allies will impose severe sanctions on Russia. European Union leaders were also due to discuss a new round of sanctions being finalized Thursday.
And European Union leaders were also preparing what EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said will be the harshest package of sanctions they've ever implemented. He said of the situation, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that he also spoke with Zelensky about impending actions and said Putin had opted for a path of bloodshed and destruction.
For months, according to reports that we're receiving, Russia denied it. It planned to attack Ukraine as it massed 150,000 troops and military equipment along the Ukraine, Russia, and Ukraine-Belarus borders. The Kremlin accused the Western governments of engaging in quote-unquote hysteria as they called for Russia to de-escalate the situation.
Yes, and there have been many responses from NATO and other countries. And we see, Mark, that the Zimbabwean government has urged its citizens in Ukraine to contact its embassy in Berlin, Germany, if they need assistance.
Yes, and the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted Thursday that the Russian leader had launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. He said the international community needs to respond with devastating sanctions on Russia, as well as sending weapons, military equipment, financial assistance, and humanitarian Ukraine.
Yes, and finally, talking of the Zimbabwean government, a notice from the government reads, government has taken note of the current situation in Ukraine and the possibility of our nationals being caught in it. Any Zimbabweans in Ukraine needing government intervention are advised to make contact with our embassy in Berlin. And there is a telephone number there, +49302325567 60. It's very long.
And incidentally, I actually did call that number and spoke to someone at the embassy who asked me to send him an email of my request for an interview, and I did. And then they came back to me and said they were not in a position to give a comment to the press, and that all press-related issues were being handled by the foreign ministry. So I was not able to get a further instruction. Those students in Ukraine, how they are also accessing this phone number that has been given by government, but they said the embassy in Zimbabwean embassy in Berlin, Germany, is open to assist those students that are in Ukraine. But furthermore, I then spoke to a student in Ukraine who said that the problem at the moment is the country is under lockdown. They cannot fly out. There are no flights out of Ukraine at the moment, from what she was saying. And then she, Prudence Chinemo, who's in a city which is a few kilometers out of Kyiv, said that they are actually sheltering in place at the moment. But they've been told that she's a medical student, and she says they were told that should a siren be heard, they would be required to go into underground shelters, and also in, you know, some of the people in Kyiv, other students in Kyiv, which is the capital, were reporting to the students who are a little bit out of the capital that they are already underground as we speak. They say that, you know, the bombing has started, and they're already underground. They're sheltering underground, trying to avoid getting hit by some of the bombs that are falling. So they were saying it's very difficult for them to also get monetary, let's say, assistance from Zimbabwe, because some of their parents were not expecting, you know, to be sending money home. And also right now they were told to keep food at bay, to keep money at bay, but there's no money because the ATMs are running dry. And they were saying also the situation is very dire. And, you know, they are actually appealing for assistance. They say they are hoping that government will step in, if possible, like what other African governments have been doing, to send planes or to send some kind of assistance to airlift their students back to their home countries. But this is, you know, coming straight out of Ukraine itself. But, they, you know, they said there are a number of students there in the small town where this young student, medical student, was. She said there are 55 students at the school where she's at.
Yes, that's very interesting information. Marvelous. Kulabo-ke abasanda ukusithuma namhlanje nje kungolwesine, mhlaka 24 ke kuMhlolanja 2022. Namhlanje ke kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk sihlaziya ukwenzakala e-Ukraine. Siyabona ukuthi ilizwe le-Russia lihlasele ele Ukraine okuthiwa i-invasion ngesiNgisi. Sizwile ke abanye intatheli zethu zalapha eziningi, ezinye zisesigodlweni salapha e-White House, ezinye zise-United Nations, ezinye zikhona le Ukraine. Yebo, bathi ke bona lamuhla ke kuthe ngokusa kwalamuhla ngolwesine ekuseni emadabu kabusa, ngakho ngabona kwele Zimbabwe isikhathi bese sikambile sibonile ukuthi kuhlaselwe ele-Ukraine ngele-Russia lingenile. Udaba lolu vele belusegudwini, i-Russia isithi izangenela kwele-Ukraine, kodwa bephikise ukuthi hhayi, abasoze bengenele. Abanye besithi mhlawumbe umongameli we-America, umnumzana umongameli Joe Biden, nguye osisezelayo, kodwa nako-ke usehlasele umongameli Putin we-Russia, ehlaselele Ukraine njalo. Uthe ukabula muntu okumele angenele kulolu daba. Sibonile phela ukuthi ele Melika lona lithi lixhasa ele Ukraine njalo alifuni ele Russia lingenele. Kodwa-ke usebethuseleke umongameli Putin wathi bengalokothi bengenele kulolu daba. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ele Ukraine lithi abe-Russia, ibutho le-Russia liqalise singathi khona ngikuhlasela ngendizamchina ezama-rockets emagcekeni endizamchina kuzima amadolobha amaningi ele-Ukraine. vathi sokungabe umongameli walelo lizwe ele Ukraine umongameli Zelensky ukuthi kungabe kubhobhe abantu abangamachumi amane i-40 khonale esigodlweni ke iKyiv njalo akusela abantu sebesukile lapho bekubonakala kule ndwendwe zabantu belayinela imali emabhanga lezitolo ukuthi bezuse ukudla kodwa-ke indwendwe lezi seziphela ngoba kukhanya kungasela mali kukhanya kungasela kudla-ke sibonile njalo ababona-ke ngamalungelo oluntu abe-Red Cross besithi sokungafuneka-ke ukudla lapha sibonile-ke i-NATO isithi isola okwenziwe i-Russia bathi bayephula umthetho welizwe sibonile-ke njalo lamanye abanye elebhilithani lalo lisola lokho okwenziwe njalo uhulumende-ke wezimbabwe uthi kulezi zalwane zakhe ezihlala khona ngale kulelo lizwe ubakhangela ukuthi abadinga uncedo bengamthinta-ke yena bemtshele-ke ukuthi engxenye mhlawumbe ngabasiza ngakho-ke umbiko lo ovela kuhulumende uthi uyananzelela-ke ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele Ukraine njalo nxa kuyukuthi baphakathi kwengxaki kumele-ke bafonele-ke i-embassy-ke eseBerlin iinumber zangkhona kungu +49 30 23 25 56 760 njengoba le mzwili omunye wami-ke lapha umavela sesithi ngempela uyitshayele ucingo leyo nombolo bamtshela-ke ukuthi hhayi abadinga-ke uncedo sokuyiziphithiphithi bengacasha lapho abakhona bayephansi bengabonakali egcekeni ngoba bengangena phakathi komlilo yikho-ke lapha esizabe sixoxa ngakho-ke namhlanje nje kungolwesine kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk sizaphenduka njalo kini silizwe ukuthi intathela izindaba zethu ebezisezimbabwe zona lazo zikhulumile ngalolu daba ukuthi zona zitholeni ebantwini kodwa kwakhathesi ngisalitshiya-ke okwesikhatshana ezandleni zomunye wami
aiwatino kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa izvo zviri kuitika muukraine umo takaona uyezve tiri kuona nyika yerussia iri kuwanikwa iyo ichipamba nyika iyoyi zvine chisimba saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kubva kunyika ikoko tiri kuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzepasi rose vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishora zviri kuitwa nerussia izvi uyezve mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica vajoe biden nevamwewo vari kuti vachange vari kutemera zvirango zvakasimba kunyika yerussia asi iyo russia iri kuti pari zvino iri kuenderera mberi ane zvairi kuita izvi munzvimbo iyi tinoona kuti munzvimbo iyi yeukraine mune zvakare zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe nyanya vanoita ivo kuverenga mabhuku kana kuti vadzidzi vari kumayunivhesiti nezvimwe zvakadaro varimo imomo muukraine vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa vatotarisana nehondo uyezve pari zvino zvinhu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo vari kunzi ivo vagare vaine chikafu uye zvakare vachitaurirwa ivo kuti pari zvino munhu unofanira kugara uine mari uyezve uchifanira kugara uine kabhegi kane chikafu nekuti vari kunzi mabhambo atotanga kudonha kune dzimwe nzvimbo asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuchiri nerunyararo saka ndaita rombo rakanaka ndikataura nechimwe chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri imomo muukraine muzvare vanga vari kutaura ivo muzvare prudence chinemo vanga vari kutaura ivo mamiriro ezvakaita zvinhu munzvimbo iyi regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii
makawanda sei zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri pauri ipapo
sitwa tinogara tiri around
traditional Vaku Mimis Mabu.
Traditional Tipai me Namba in full Berlin, like it's a resort. Sorry, now here, the number she falls out.
Kunzwa kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe Prudence chinemo vari kunzvimbo inonziyo Vinyatsia yava kutaura ivo kuti ingori iri outside of capital city yeKiev asi vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino nyaya chiri kunyanyovanetsa ndechekuti nyaya yekuti vari kunzi garai mune mari mari yacho chaiyo hapana. Saka vari kutaura kuti vari kuungana sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti avo vanenge vari kuda kuzovabatsira hatichange tiri kuzoisa nhamba dzavo kuitira kuti vanoda kuvabatsira vari ikoko kuukraine kwavari vakwanise kunge vachivatumidzirawo rubatsiro. Tinoona zvakare kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yawanikwa iyo ichizivisa kuti avo vari kuda kuwanikwa ivo vachibatsirwa vakwanise kunge vachibata vari kutaura kuti hanzi vabate embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuBerlin vakapa ivo nhamba dzavataura kuti vanhu vanoda kufona vafone ipapo kuembassy yekuBerlin. Asi ndakwanisa kunge ndichifona nhamba idzodzo ndikataura nevari kuembassy ikoko ndikati ndandikuda kuti tizwese vatapiwe nhau kuti zvii zvamuri kuitira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuUkraine. Vakataura ivo vakati ivo paembassy apa havakwanise kunge vachitaura nevatori venhau asi tifonere kuZimbabwe titaure ane foreign affairs spokesperson weikoko ndiye ega anogona kutaura nesu isusu vatori venhau asi vanga vari kuti ndofunga nhare dzavo dzakavhurika kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda kunge zviri kuwana izvo rubatsiro. Tikuona zvakare kuti pane press statement ichangobva kuparurwa pari zvino kubva kuoffice of the president and cabinet vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuona here zviri kuitika kunzvimbo iyoyi Ukraine pari zvino. Saka vari kutaura zvakawanda vachitaura ivo zviri kuitika panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika iyoyi vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vanoda kurubatsiro ngavawanikwe vachienda kuembassy yeZimbabwe iri kuBerlin kuGermany kana kufona ikoko kuti vawanikwe vachiona kuti vangafamba sei kuti vasvike kunzvimbo dzakadai sePoland. Asi sekunzwa kwataita muzvare Prudence Chidemo vachitaura vanga vari kuti ivo kutofamba kwacho chaiko kuri kunetsa nekuti mabhodha avharwa pari zvino. Saka vanga vari kuti ivo vacharamba vakateya nzeve kuti vanzwe kuti zvii zviri kuitika uyezve kuti pane here kunzvimbo dzati dzavhurwa mabhodha zvino nekuti vari kuti mabhazi nendege hazvisi kufamba asi kana uine mota yako unogona kufamba zvako saka ndo zvavari kutaura ipari zvino saka tichange tichiramba takateya nzeve tichinzwa kuti zvii zviri kuitika uyezve tichaedza kuti tirambe tichikurukura nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri munzvimbo iyi yeukraine kana imi pamuri kutiona ipapa kana kutinzwa muine hama dziri kunzvimbo iyoyi munogona kuuya kuinbox yedu yepavoa facebook page yedu yeshona mubva manyora nhamba dzemunhu wamunoziva nezita rake tigowanikwa tichimubata kuti tienderere mberi tichiedza kunzwa kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri munzvimbo iyi zviri kuwanikwa zvichirarama sei zuva nezuva nekuti vari kutotaurwa kuti aiwa kana munzvimbo iyi kuna muzvare prudence mabhambo atowanikwa achidonha uyezve vakamirira kuti vanzwe kuti vanofanira kuita sei sa
yebo ke zvakala mavelasi lathi ke siyimelele kuthi sizwe omunye okhona ngale ke eukraine uza kuya layo ezakhuluma ngolimi lwesindebele ngokuya kwesikhathi kodwa singaqhubeki ngalolu daba siza kuzwa ukuthi intatheli izindaba yethu khonale ekhaya bakhulume labanye zezalwane zezimbabwe ukuthi beze ukuthi zona zithini ngodaba lolu olwe-ukraine lolwe-russia umlondolozi ndlovu ke layo ukhulume labanye khonale eHarare asizweni ukuthi bathini bona ke ngodaba lwe-Ukraine.
Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba amaviwo ebutho laphansi awolwandle nawemoyeni awe-Air Force akwele-Russia eqale ukuhlasela ele-Ukraine namhlanje. Ukubikwa sekubulewe abebutho e-Ukraine abedlula amashumi amane. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wele-Ukraine utshile izizalwane zaleyo lizwe ukuthi ezifuna ukuzivikela zikhululekile ukuthatha imibhobho zenze njalo zincedise ukulwisana lele-Russia. Nakwelinye icele umongameli Vladimir Putin wakwele-Russia uthi amanye amazwe azayalokethi angenele kule impi azahlaselwa lawo. Inhlanganiso zezindaba ezehlukeneyo zomhlaba zibika ukuba indizamtshina zonke ezingasizo zebutho zimisile ukungena loba ukuphuma kwele-Ukraine. Abantu labo sebeqalile ukubaleka emzini yabo ngemva kokuhlasela kwe-Russia lokhu. Abebutho lakwe-Ukraine babika ukuba sebeseyindizamtshina ezine zebutho lakwele-Russia kodwa okulandelwa ngabe-Russia. Selokho impi phakathi kwamazwe la yaqala ele-Russia lisethusela ukuthatha lesi sinqumo. Intengo yamafutha ezimota ihle yakhuphuka emhlabeni jikelele ngoba amazwe emva amafutha la asethengisa amalutshwane. Ingcishi ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi lokhu kuzadala umonakalo. Ngakho-ke leZimbabwe kumele lilungile ukubhekana lobunzima bokuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota. Enye yalezingcishi uMnumzane Ntando Ndlovu ochasisa kabanzi ngalokhu.
Ngokuthi kuza kuba lokukhwela kakhulu kwamafutha emota okuhambisa izimota ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ngemva okwempi leyi iqalile sesibone intengo yamafutha okuhambisa ikhwela okumangalisayo. Sithi thina qakathekile-ke ukuthi ilizwe le-Amerika kanye labangani balo abe-European Union baqinise kakhulu izijeziso zenotho ngoba lokho okwenziwa yisizwe se-Russia kakuqondanga ngoba bakhangelela phansi uzibuse wesizwe sase-Ukraine.
Okuwumcabango ogcizelwe ngine njalo ingcitshi ecubungula ezomnotho uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini.
Impi yelizwe le-Russia le-Ukraine yebo kambe ngabe isenzakala katshana kakhulukazi lelizwe laseZimbabwe kodwa lapho ukuletha ungahlaliseki ngendlela ezishiyeneyo elizweni laseZimbabwe singagayela udaba olufana le-humanitarian aid. Ilizwe laseZimbabwe lihlala likhanyezwa okuluncedo okulutshwana ngamazwe aphesheya ngabe zinhlanganiso ezipha uncedo ezifana labo-IMS zilapho ukuthatha kuyimadlani nakho nokho okuncuncunu zikuhambise e-Ukraine kuyanceda inhlanganiso ezinceda abantu elizweni lase-Ukraine. Lokho kulakho ukuthi isihlephu kumbe isiqephu esisiwa zinhlanganiso lezi ezipha uncedo sisike sidirekthwe elizweni elingasilo laseZimbabwe.
Singakhaedi mkono yena ocubunga ezombusazwe lobudlelwana bamazwe omhlaba uthi okwenzakala e-Ukraine kuzadala umonakalo hatshi emhlubulweni lowo kuphela kodwa lasemhlabeni jikelele.
Olosomhlambuke phakathi kwe-Ukraine e-Russia lubangelwa ukungena kwamasosha e-Russia e-Ukraine namhlanje kuseni luzaba lukanyele luzabalu afecta ilizwe leZimbabwe ngoba singakanyela iZimbabwe eminyaka edlulileyo ibisithatha ingqoloyi yayo eUkraine ngoba lapha elizweni besingayilime ekwanayo ngakho lokhu lolu dlakela luzayenza ukuthi ukutholakala kwengqoloyi ibe kube nzima okuzayenza ukuthi sibone mhlawumbe intengo yezinto ezinjengezinkwa siyaphezulu
uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uzawethula umbiko ophathelane nokuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine kusikhathana esifishane esilandelayo imizamo yokuthola imbono yomphathintambo wezobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe omhlaba umnumzana Frederick Shaba yehlule intengo yamafutha ezimota ibesifika ukhulu lamadola emelika 100 US dollars kubarrel okuyintengo ephezulu kakhulu phakathi kweminyaka ezikhombisa esanda kwedlula lokhu kutsho ukuba ele Zimbabwe lingaba nentengo ephezulu yamafutha ngesikhathi uhulumende evele ithatha imali yethelo kulolu hlangothi elerussia lele-ukraine alima ingqoloyi efika isilinganiso samashumi amane ekhulwini 40% ethengwa ngamazwe omhlaba linye lamazwe athenga ingqoloyi kwele-ukraine esetshenziswa ukupheka isinkwa ukuze ihlanganiswe laleyo elinywa elizweni ngakho-ke xa impi ingaqhubeka okwesikhathi eside kutsho ukuba ilizwe lizabhekana lobunzima kusenjalo ugatsha lobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe omhlaba lukhiphe umbiko othi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-Ukraine zilako ukuthola usizo esigodleni someli welizwe kulo mhlubulo esisedolobheni leBerlin kwele-Germany mmelesi-27 iseharare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Yebo ke siyabonga mlondolozi wena-ke. Lapho ke umlondolozi Ndlovu intatheli ye-Studio 7 ubesethulela ke udaba ngokwenzakala e-Ukraine lokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithini ngakho. Njengoba sike satsho ke abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kwele-Ukraine bathi bacela ukususwa kulelo lizwe njalo sesibonile isigodlo seZimbabwe sisithi ngempela bedinge uncedo. Izifundi lezi ezedlula amachumi ayisithupha 60 ezisedolobheni elingentshonalanga kwesigodlo selizwe leRussia zithi zethuswa yimbile. Omunye wabo ke ngumnumzana Vincent Siziva odabuka eZimbabwe ke laye ofunda kwele-Ukraine. Asimzweni ke exoxa le ntatheli izindaba yethu uGibbs Dube.
Ama-movements I think asakwanisa ukuthi ayenzeki le situation ekhona so I think bangakwanisa ukuthi organize into ukuthi sikwanise ukumuva from ama-cities asikhona khonale siyaphuma then siyesidinga ezinye indlela esikuthi sihambe ekhaya sikhulume labanye abantu abasekhiv bathi hhayi akumanga kahle ukuthi i-transport ayisatholakali imoto sezivalele imibhakho lani lani uhambeki ke abanye badingadinga i-information yokuthi sizaphuma njani
uhulumende kakalithinti khonapho lapha elikhona
siphonge ukubona ama-messages from i-Google lani lani besithi they are trying to help us from through the Berlin through i-embassy ise-Berlin e-Germany ngalo.
Manje lina lizenzani ngakhonokho?
Ngaba ngasiphi information e-right. Kwazi thina sesihambisile amabizo ethu landani kunge khona sihambisile khona ngakho. Bangathipa information ukuthi bazasithatha njani landani siyahamba khona. Then sesivelela khona lesisiya ekhaya.
Singathi libangaki khonapho?
I think more than 60 sonke sisinde sitefana.
Kodwa ama-students wonke singathi mane kanganani? Ase Ukraine ngolwazi lwakho.
Sacreate ama groups abantu abakhona ema group inangkhona they about more than 300.
Ungatshelani uhulumende weZimbabwe ngakhona kweseliphakathi kwakho njalo labantu beZimbabwe.
Sifuna ukuthi asize sibili because into esihamba ngapha azimanga kahle.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Vincent Siziba udabuka eZimbabwe ofunda kwele Ukraine. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo endawonye lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Gande labalaleli udaba lweRussia leUkraine ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sakhathesi laba abantu abangakhangelelanga khona izimbi zezikhali kumele ube izimbi zokukhulumisana abantu bazama ukuluza okwonakeleyo ngemlomo. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi iRussia icabangane ukuthi ihlasele i-Ukraine. Ngombono wami ngibona kungayisiyo nto eqondileyo, yinto embi ngoba izabulalisa labantu makhaza abangelani le ngxabano yababusi. NjengeRussia ekhanya ifuna ukujekisa amandlayo phezu kwe-Ukraine, khonabo ukuliwa kuya kufa abantu makhaza, ambona isiyo nto eqondileyo leyo. Yona imbi ngokwavele iyona iyabulala iyabhidlisa. Ngombono wami ngathi yikho ngibona khona lokho.
Mnumzana Fuzwayo, wena nxa ukhangele ikakhulu okuyenziwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe, sizwa lamhlanje ukuthi wethule umbiko othi abafunda khona ngale nxa befuna ukuthi bathole uncedo batshaya ucingo, kambe bengaba bephuzile na ukuthatha amanyathelo? Ngoba udaba lolu kade siluzwile ukuthi lungenzakala.
Asebephuze kakhulu ngoba umoda ulenjongo yokuncedisa abantu. Ngiyembone mina i-America uma kuthengisa ukuthi kulamasayensi okuthi ebizweni thize kulezi zalwane zayo, ngaba kungalokhu kungahlaliseki. Isibatshele kuselesikhathi ukuthi kabaphume kumbeni beendaweni thize. So okwethu sokuphuzile vele.
Ye baba Mkandla, wena manje ungathini nxa ukhangele inyathelo eselithethwe nguhulumende othi kabatsha ucingo abafuna ukuthi baphathise?
Ucingolwane ilizwe lisitsha, uyasata ngabi solisikhathi okushayana lo cingo lolo, njengoba sibona kulavuka amalangabi indawo yonke. Imvumelwano lofuzwa kakhulu, indaba lizindala, kumele uhulumende ngabo wayigijimela wayifakela izibuko kusesemuva. Khathesi kuzabulalisa abantu njengoba sisitsho sona isikhathi lethuba lokutshaya ucingo bazasithatha benxele incingo vele kazisangeni. Xa enguhulumende onakekela abantu bakhe kumele azi bonke abantu abase-Ukraine lalapha abakhona, ngabe wahle wabathinta wabasusa masinyane kumbe wabahambisa kumakhelwane ePoland labe sazi ukula ma-students eZimbabwe amaningi khona, bekuzabangcono. Kanti esenxeni ngabe akusephuzile, sesiphunga ukukhulekela khona nje ukuthi lezo zizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-Ukraine ziphephe kulolu udlame oseluqhamukile kulolu lizwe.
Mnumzana Fuzwayo, wena nxa ukhangele udaba lolu ubona ungani ludaba kade lungaqedwa ngokukhulumelana na?
Njengoba nakathesi kusenzakala vele kuzagcina kulungiswe ngokukhulumisana, kakukho okungenzakala kungakhulunyiswananga. So ngibona ngazathi ukukhulumisana bekufuze kwenzakali, ukukhulumisana isineva letho ukuthi bekhulumisana, ngoba bengaphuza abantu bayakufa. Lo mnotho nothi wawona lawo mazwe kuphela, but amazwe amaningi sezali khona ngapha e-Africa uthi West affected. So ukukhulumisana vele yinto ezalamulayo enkingi.
Yes, kudaba lona lolu Mnumzana Mkandla, wena ubona njani udaba lokuthi impi yona le iyafinyelela amazwe afana leZimbabwe ngoba kuzakhweza intengo yamafutha ezimoda, ukubona njani wena?
Phela umhlaba sowancipha kakhulu ngegandi lofuzwayo labalaleli. Okwenzakala kulela ikhona elingale kuhle kumemetheka uzofika la ngapha. Njengoba singakhangela kanti esikhona kuboRussia labo-Ukraine, ngabanye amazwe kule mpompo ezinkulu ezithwala amafutha kuna la ezimoto esiwasebenzisayo lokunye okuthize. Okutsho ukuthi njengoba ufuzwa esitsho iminotho yamazwe amaningi izathinteka ngalo umsindo okhona. Na akwenzakali khathesi ukuthi okwenzakala ngale kungabi lo mthelela khatshana kakhulu lalapho uqalise khona. Iqiniso yikuthi vele siza kubona njengathi-ke thina sisemazweni angabayanga, engxenye kuzasitshaya kusiphinde ngobana kuvele kuzasithinta nxa kuvele kule zinto esizithola zivela kuona lawa mazwe. Njengoba ngisitsho into enjenge-fuel amaqiniso ukuthi amanye esiwathengayo avelele abuya evelela khonale, lanxa laba abasithengiselayo bengelawo bathatha khonale. Nxa sekuvalwe kwadubuka kwatisa izimpompi, thina siza kuya ngabi siyabuyela ezindwendweni zezimoto sesithinga amafutha.
Ye Mnumzana Fuzwayo, sike sezwa phambilini umongameli wele Russia Umnumzana Vladimir Putin esithi yena kangeneli elizweni le-Ukraine kodwa ufuna ukuthi okungafana lezizwe zikamthwakazi wakhona lezimbili, ukubona njani wena khona?
ngimbonile njalo ngibonile ekhuluma ukuthi kwakulesivumelwano esasenziwe ngo-1986 esingalandelwayo, njalo ngibona ngazathi yena ma ekhangela ubona ngani amazwe lawa alokhu e-expanda esiza kuye ukuthi kungatholakala soku-affecta lelizwe lakhe ukuthi belokhu beyaqephuna beyaqephuna kancane kancane. So ucabanga ukuthi kuzathi nakuqephunela kuye waba umnakazi.
Lowo ngumnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo exoxa endawonye nengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla.
Gaiti Mbonzwa kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muUkraine umo chiri kuita dzidzo zvepamusoro. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizhinji zviri munzvimbo yeUkraine zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichitaura padandemutande kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve kune dzimwe nzvimbo mabhambo nezvimwe atotanga kudonha. Regaitinzwa kubva kuna muzvare Melissa Charuvira vari kutaura ivo zvavari kusangana nazvo. Muzvare Charuvira vari kuwanikwa ivo vachida kuti vazova vari dhokotera uyezve vanoti vanga vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo zvakanaka chaizvo, asi zvawanikwa zvichikanganisika nezviri kuitika izvi hondo iyi yatanga munzvimbo yeUkraine.
Tinonzi Melissa, ndiri kuUkraine. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Zimbabwean student in Ukraine.
Zi Melissa, titsanangurewo kuti zviri kufamba sei kwamuri ikoko, ndezvipi zvamuri kusangana nazvo, muri muguta ripi?
Ndiri muVenetia. Kwandiri hangu so far hakuna maexplosions kana mabombs ataitika, asi kuna macities akafanana necapital city aitika neKharkiv aitika. Mangu masiti zari kuduze ne boda re Russia kune ma explosions aitika. So kusiti kwandiri vamwe vanhu vari kumuvha vari kubuda achienda kune mangu masities, and then vamwewo sema students saizvozvi takangogara takamirira kuti tiwane help, because help yaichi yatiri kuwana ndiyekuti tiri kufanira kuenda kuPoland, but kuPoland hatisi kukwanisa kuenda because hatina transport. Matransport systems yese avhara, hakuna matrain kana machi ari kufamba, and then mune mangwe mashops chikafu chapera, macredit cards haachashandi, vanhu kwautomira queue yekuti muende pamaATM, but maATM acho vanhu mune makazara ende unoenda kana 4-5 maesanhas usina kuwana chi, usina kuwana mari. So situation iripo ndeyekuti amen takangomirira kuona chichi chaitika, but kune vamwe macities vanhu vari kubhombwa. So kuka like kune maexplosions, so kukaitika maexplosions kuri kuridzwa masairin, then vanhu vohwanda panonzi maunderground bunkers.
Saka imi koko makawanda sei zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamuri?
So far pamanumbers andiri kunzwa tiri about 250 Zimbabweans all over Ukraine.
Uyezve pari zvino muri kuwana ichi chikafu here nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Chikafu chawana vanhu ndechikafu vanhu chavangonozvitengera kumagroceries, avanhu vangokwanisa kuzvitengera o munhu akazvitengera. Ndochikafu chero on the ground, munhu akangogara kana munhu ari kuhostel. For us mastudents ari kuhostel kana uchigara kuapartment ungori kuapartment uri kaumuri ikoko.
Muri kuita zvidzidzo zvipi ikoko?
Medicine.
Imi pari zvino matimawana here rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende?
Hurumende iri kuedza kuona kuti ingataure nemaneighboring countries kuti vatibvumidze kuti tiende kwakafanira kuPoland kana kuBelarus, asi challenge iripo ndeyekuti pari kuda kutransport ndo mainly challenge iripo, kuti tiri kufanira kuwana transport. Pakauya kana mabhazi eRed Cross anotransporta vanhu city to city achivaendesa kana kuPoland kwacho, because inyange tikanzi titsvage kuti tiende kuPoland tievacuate tiende kuPoland, hatina transport systems ese, like every form of transportation yavhara, mandege hakuna chiri kunetsa itransport.
Saka pari zvino pamuri ipapo makatakura bhegi here? Mubhegi menyu mune chii zvakamira sei?
mbek mne ma important documents ma t-shirts I ne ma light food nemvura nema contact details vanhu votiwo kana mafona pera moto kana chii we never know unokwanisa kuongo kipa ma important phone numbers mudiary.
Saka kune avo vakateerera parizvino nehama dzenzi kumusha vari kuti
vari kungoedza by all means kuti vabatsirewo vareach out kuno vakwanisawo reach out kuti tibatsirikane vanhu vatibvise kuno then maparents ari kupanika zvavo handikati ari kupanika but ndozviri on the ground so vari kurwadziwa.
Your name and your age?
Oh, my name is Melissa Chafura. I'm 20 years old.
And which home country are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Where are you studying? What is your major focus?
I'm studying in Phoenicia, Ukraine. I'm studying medicine.
So are you going to stay put? Are you sheltering in place? Or no? What are your surroundings like right now?
I'm just trying to be calm, to which I'm not, because this is scary. We have WhatsApp groups. We are all in one group, Zimbabweans. Somebody's texting, guys, I'm hearing explosions. They are now in my city and stuff like that. So we are just staying put, hoping for the best.
So do you have provisions? Do you have money? What's the situation like?
Speaking for myself, I don't have money because my parents were supposed to send me money today and they couldn't because they have closed Western Unions. They have closed all banks. Only ATMs were open.
And if you were to leave Ukraine and the city where you are, how would you move?
Right now, the only buses are the only way out right now.
Are the borders still open? Are flights able to go in and out?
We cannot use, they have closed all airports. No flights are allowed in or out. But we can use, if ever we are to get buses, we can use buses to go to Poland, Belarus, some other nearby countries.
And as we speak right now, do you have a backpack ready? What's in your backpack?
Yeah, I have it. I have, what do you call this? My important documents, water, just light food, warm clothes. Yeah.
And also, is the government of Zimbabwe doing anything to assist students like yourselves? What are these?
Yes, they're trying to reach out to nearby countries, Poland, Belarus, for them to open borders to allow us to evacuate there. And they will help us from there.
So as we speak right now, what are you thinking? What's in your thoughts? And what are the others around you saying is the Zimbabwean student?
I don't want to die here. That's all I can say. I just came here to study. Nothing more, nothing less. Then after studying, I go back to my home country.
And so, what are you studying? What year are you in?
I'm in my second year. I'm studying medicine.
And up until the point, how has the situation in Ukraine been for you?
Before the war or...
Yes.
Oh, before this war tension thing, everything was fine. We were okay.
And as a young woman yourself, how are women treated in the place where you are right now? And what's the risk called?
Oh, I can't. We don't face any challenges here. Mm-hmm. Everything is okay. Yes.
What is the place called?
Phoenicia.
And for those who Ukraine. Want to help, where can they contact?
We have certain groups. We have we have people, the government, ambassador, who's trying to help us. So probably they can reach us from here, the ambassador herself.
Have you spoken to the ambassador yourself? What did you...
Yeah, she's trying. She's really trying her best. She's helping us out.
What is her name and what kind of help have you got so far?
Oh, she's been sending, she's been asking the Poland officials to open their borders, to which they have so far, it's not yet written down, but they have so far agreed to it. So that's what I can say. Mm-hmm. But the issue comes, we cannot move to Poland because we don't have transport.
We're hearing there from a Zimbabwean student, Melissa Charuvira, who is in Ukraine where she is studying for her medical degree. She says that things were calm and she was enjoying her studies prior to this invasion of Russia, of Ukraine. She says she's currently holding onto a backpack, waiting to see what the instructions will be. And she says the major challenge that the students are facing is financial challenges, because she says, you know, although she did contact her parents in Zimbabwe, they were not able to send any form of financial assistance because the situation at home is also quite bad at the moment. So we will be taking you also to other students and also to some experts to hear what they are saying about the situation in Ukraine, which is very volatile and which continues to change minute by minute and hour by hour. By the time you hear this broadcast, the situation on the ground in Ukraine may have changed. And also Melissa says that they are in touch as students with the Zimbabwean embassy in Berlin, in Germany, who have also said, you know, they are going to do all that they can to help the students. So she's crossing her fingers that something will happen. Her wish, she says, is for her not to die. Regai timbonzwa kuva kune mutori wedu wenhau Jonga Kandemiri achitaura iye nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine. Umo taona Russia ichipinda imomo zvechisimba.
Zvinoita vane utongi hweumbimbindoga. Putin ari kuratidza umbimbindoga hwake nekupinda munyika imwe yakazvimiririra, a sovereign nation, uchinopaza, uchinorwisa, uchinoponda, uchinouraya, uchishandisa tunhu tusina nebasa rese. Zvatiri kuona zvikuitwa naPutin ndozvakaitwa naHitler, zvakazokonzeresa kuti pasi rese ringe richirwa hunhu hwemadhiktator. Isusu tinozvinzwisisa vekuZimbabwe nekuti tinavo madhiktator. Vanongotsvaka kanyaya kadiki diki kwekuti vaponde vanhu, vauraye vanhu. Ndo zvaitwa naPutin kuUkraine.
Regai tinzwiona Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, munoti
hatingamire tichitaura kuti hondo yakanaka, asi kune zvikonzero zvaita kuti Russia isimuke neukasha hwakadai neuturu vachipinda muUkraine. Chekutanga ndechekuti vadzokora vakada kuunderstanda inonzi history. Ukraine yakanga iri pati yeRussia, ikaita sahwira weNATO, inenge yakufumura zvanga zvakavigika mukati meRussia neUkraine. Saka zvinobva tanza chikonzero chaita kuti Russia isimuke, nekuti Russia ine kodzero yekuprotecta its intelligence, its natural resources its investments, because ine zvakawanda zvayakainvesta muUkraine. And Ukraine wo haifaniri kungotiza vanhu vayakaronga nayo vachimhanyira vatsva, nekuti vaenzi havana chavanopa. Saka hondo iriko, hondo haina kunaka, asi Russia ine chikonzero chikuru chiri kuita kuti ipinde mukati mekurwa. And chekupedzisira, Russia yakati ingadai vatungamiri dzimwe nyika vakaita zvekutaurirana, asi havana kudaro, vaina zvekutyisidzirana.
Vadzokora, tichiona hondo iyi inobatawo papi Zimbabwe?
Nyaya iyi yakonzereswa neupenzi hweRussia huri kukurudzirwa nevanhu veZANUPF. Munozviziva mese kuti kana kwaita hondo tinonyanya kushandiswa ipapo mafuta. Saka kutanga mangwana kana zvichienda pamberi apo, muchatoona kuti mafuta achakwira ende anokwira kwese. Inini kuno kundinoshanda muoil industry, tatoona nhasi oil yatokwira kuenda $100 a barrel. Saka zvitoreva kuti zvese izvozvo zvichatengendera nyika yese, zvichitosvika kubata vana veZimbabwe, nekuti mafuta achakwira zvamusati mamboona.
Dr. Mavaza, zvipi zvamungataura zvingakanganiswa nehondo iyi kuZimbabwe?
vadzokora vataura zvine musoro kuti zvinogona kukwidza mutengo wemafuta, zvinogona kumisa kufamba. Yuri kana nyika dzapinda mukati mehondo, ingangova hondo iri kurwiwa muUkraine, asi inogona kubatanidza nyika yese, yotova hondo yepasi rese. Saka hondo isichoshen isina kunaka. Ndoti hatiri kuti isusu vatengesi ngavasapinde munyika dzevanhu, vamwe vachinyemera kuita kunge varida kutonga nyika yavo, ivo vari vatengesi, vanozokonzera hondo idzi mangwana. Ndo utengesi huri kuda kuti pana chamisa wekuti handina ideology, asi ndoda kungotonga chete kuti vanhu vake vazopinda votanga kuita bvonga mupopoto munyika medu. Saka tidambudziko ripo ndiri kuti Zimbabwe ine ukama huri padyo padyo nevairi vari kurwisana. But isusu seZimbabwe, our policy is the same. The enemy of our friend is not our enemy. Takasiyana namwana, muvengi weshamwari yedu haasi muvengi wedu. Zvaangatsamudzana isu hatizivi.
Vadzokora shoko renyu rekupedzisira.
Ndanga ndakateerera vamavaza vachitaura vanozviti ndovemuhurumende. Ndakatifunga kuti vachataura nyaya yevana vechikoro veZimbabwe vari muUkraine vari kutambudzika vasitoziva kuti vakamira sei. Hatisataona kana chinhu chimwe chete chaitwa nevanozviti vehurumende yeZimbabwe. Dzimwe nyika dzese dzamhanya-mhanya kubatsira vana vadzo, asi isu seCCC takamira nekini Department reZimbabwe Diaspora Affairs notungamirwa naVaclifford Tatayo. Tatoita reach out kune vana variko, ivo vari kutotibatawo.
Vamavhaza, pindurai tinzwe, tipete chirongwa.
Vadzokora vanorwara ava, hurumende yakatotsanangura nezvikoro kune vana kusati kwava nehondo. Vana vanga vari kumabvazuva kueast of Ukraine vakatopiwa mari dzemabhazi, vakafonerwa neembasi yedu kuti vasimuke vaende kure nekune hondo. Kune nzvimbo dzakagadzirwa dziri kure nekumabvazuva, nekuti hondo iri kumabvazuva. Saka iko zvino izvi ndichitaura nemi kudai, tinotori nevana vanopfuura gumi nevashanu 15 vatosimuka kubva kumabvazuva vachienda kumadokero kuno kusati kwatanga hondo. Zvinotongoshamisawo kuti ava nhudzvatudzva idzi dzinonzi CCC idzi hadzizive basa radzo. Basa radzo they are a political party. Dai vanga vane chido nevana vezimbabwe ava, vaitoenda kuhurumende voti isusu tiri CCC, chiitamburi kuitira vana vedu. Can you help? Can you do this? We are here. Mupusha ndozvoita basa reopposition. But avai vainunzva tunzva idzi havanzwisisi basa ravo.
Apo tanzwa isu kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau westudio 7 Jonga Kandemiri achitaura iye nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine. Tinotenda kune vese vakwanisa kunge vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Tinopa kutenda zvikuru kune vadzidzi vekuZimbabwe vari kunyika yeUkraine vawanikwa ivo vachiuya pachirongwa chedu vachitaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo munguva ino apo paine hondo iri kuitika muUkraine pari zvino. Tanzwa kuvadzidzi vaviri vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura zvavari kusangana nazvo. Tanzwa kubva kuna Melissa Charuvira anga ari kutaurawo zvaari kusangana nazvo pari zvino munyika iyi yeUkraine, uyezve akataura iye kuti chishuviro chake ndechekuti akwanise kubva munyika iyi sezvo asiri kuda kuwanikwa iye achirasikirwa neupenyu ari munyika iyi. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kuna Prudence Chinemo anova iye zvakare ari kuita zvidzidzo zvekuti ave chiremba ari ikoko kuUkraine, awanikwa achitaurawo zvakare kuti iye chishuviro chake ndechekuti awane mukana wokuti abve munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine, asi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino. Uyezve nyaya yezvinhu zvakadai semari ndo nyaya iri kunetsa pari zvino.
Lapho ke sizwe ke ingcwethi ezicobongulayo zombusazwe zihlaziya udaba lweUkraine kulandela ke ukuhlaselwa kwalelo lizwe ngele Russia osokusolwe ngamanye amazwe. Yes, we're discussing the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and how it affects other countries, including Zimbabwe. Already we have heard the Zimbabwean government urging its citizens in Ukraine to contact its embassy in Berlin, Germany, if they need assistance. A notice from the government reads, "Government has taken note of the current situation in Ukraine and the possibility of our nationals being caught in it. Any Zimbabweans in Ukraine needing government intervention are advised to make contact with our embassy in Berlin on +49302325567600. Yebo ke yiyo le inombolo uhulumende weZimbabwe athi labo abase Ukraine abafuna usizo beyichaye kwenzela ukuthi akhulume laba bona ukuthi engabaphathisa ngapi ke sikhulumelazo ke izifundo ezinye ezithi zikhona ngale ezithi zithwele amagabha avuzayo zizama ukwenziwa ke lokho kuthiwa ku-shelter in place ukuthi bebone ukuthi baphephile lapho abade abakade bekhona. And we saw that Putin, the Russian president, used a televised address to announce what he called a military operation in eastern Ukraine in response to what he termed as Ukraine's threats. And he said those opposed to the action will face consequences they have never seen. And we saw that the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, said Russian forces carried out strikes on Ukraine's military infrastructure and border guards. He said the government was introducing martial law throughout the country while urging people to stay calm and stay home. He said people should not panic. They are strong. They are ready for everything. They will win over everybody because they are Ukraine. Those were his words. And he later announced that Ukraine has cut diplomatic ties with Russia and that the government would arm anyone who wants to defend the country. And we saw that Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east Thursday morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. And the U.S. President Joe Biden has said the people of Ukraine were suffering an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. He said he discussed the situation in a phone call with Zelensky, who asked him to call on the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against President Putin. Yes, that's what is happening in Russia as we speak, which has gripped world attention. Ikhobe sikuhlaziya ke lapho kuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ilizwe le Russia. Ngakho ke sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwanhlanje. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha e Washington DC.
Would like to thank all our guests who were here with us, and also just to say a special mention to all the students that were able to help us and all the correspondents that were able to come into the program and share with us about the situation in Ukraine. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night.